reporting on the games you love by people who love to game. The MMO Reporter Network.
You're listening to WoW Pet Battle Crew, where small creatures fight to the death for our amusement. This show is brought to you by Guild Launch. Slay more dragons with Guild Launch. Use the coupon code MMOReporter and get your first month free. Audible, your source for audiobooks. Go to audibletrial.com/MMOReporter to sign up and get one free audiobook. And by Typefrag, the leader in online voice communications. Hello, and welcome to Episode 5 of WoW Pet Battle Crew. I'm your host, Josh Augustine, and this week we're taking a look at our very first add-on. Now, there are a lot of great, and some may even say essential, add-ons out there that are built specifically for pet battling jockeys like you and me. And we're going to be covering them all over time, but we're just going to start off with one this week. So let's start with the most basic add-on you need, and the one that I think is absolutely necessary for theory crafters and team testers like us. It's called Pet Battle Teams. Nice and simple. It does exactly what you'd expect. It allows you to create and save teams of pets within the game's interface and swap between them at any time. So let's go into where you can find it first. You can find this add-on both on curse.com and wowinterface.com. But this is the catch. It's only currently maintained on curse.com, which means you should not download it from wowinterface.com. I'll have a direct link to the best site to download the add-on from in the show notes on gamediplomat.com. The add-on was created in July 2012 by Nullberry and is still being maintained today. Literally, there was just a new update like 10 minutes ago. Nullberry, the creator, is super active in the comments section on Curse. He's giving feedback and responding to every bug report personally. And the thing, this is what I like the most. He's actually making changes on what he's developing within the add-on based on what people are requesting there. So this is exactly the sort of add-on creator that I love to see when I'm picking up a new add-on. Because nothing's worse than getting used to an add-on, getting used to it, dedicating some time to customizing it, and then it getting discontinued. This one seems like it's going to stay around for a while. All right, so let's get into what the add-on actually changes in the game. Now, I like this add-on because it keeps its scope so limited. It doesn't try to do too much, and as a result, it feels lightweight and focused. You'll find the entirety of it inside your pet journal. Go ahead and open it up. It adds a slim panel to the right edge of your pet journal page. The panel houses three buttons: Revive Battle Pets, that free ability all pet tamers have to heal and resurrect their pets; Pet Bandages, which is nice so you don't have to go digging through your bags to find them; and the button to create a new team. So when you click the Create a New Team button, it creates a new entry at the top of the panel, which shows pictures of your three current pets with a team name above them. You can swap out pets and rename the team, and the add-on saves every change you make without having to hit a button. It just does it automatically. Now, this lets you create and store multiple teams, and this is where it gets interesting. For example, you could have the Mechanical Monsters team that we used on the first show, and then create a new team for the Night Assassins, which is the team we're doing right now, with the Pandaren Monk and the Gilnean Raven. There's a little yellow star next to the team you're currently using, and clicking on any team in the side panel will automatically change your active pets to that team. So you can store an unlimited number of teams, but to me, it gets a bit unwieldy after you add 8, because that's the point where you have to start scrolling in the panel to find the team you want, so I like to keep it at 8 if I can, because that way you can see all your teams at once. But on top of that, this is like this guy, this, what is it, Nullberry? Or as ridiculous as his name is, I love the work he's done, or she, I don't know. So it goes even further. It memorizes which skills you have active on each pet on a per team basis. So what that means basically is if you have the Pandaren Monk being a tank on one team and a DPS machine on the other, you don't have to remember to swap out the abilities each time you bring in different pets. It does it automatically. So that's the basic value of this add-on. Create teams, swap between them. But now that you have a general understanding of how the add-on works, let me show you some of the less obvious features and some cool tricks so we can get the most out of it. Now, the cool thing about this add-on is it's a very small change, but it manages to really greatly increase my willingness to experiment. Like, my memory's bad enough that I'm sort of hesitant to start swapping out pets all the time, because I'll forget like which ones were best or what pets I was trying to level. So this is a guaranteed way to make sure that I can always remember what pets were working, what teams I liked. Right now, I have four different variations of the Night Assassins team in there. So I have, you know, the Gilnean Raven with the Pandaren Monk, and then teamed up with the Ghostly Skull. Then I have another team where I swap out the Raven for Lil Deathwing. Then I have another one where I swap out the Skull for Lil Deathwing. And it's just a whole bunch of different combinations, and it's nice to just swap between them on the fly. So some other tricks you can do: you can click and drag pets from a team in the panel. So not in the core pet journal, but on the panel on the right-hand side, because the teams are three little headshots of the pet in it. You can click that headshot and drag a pet from one team onto another one, and it'll move them to the other team. But if you want to copy the pet rather than just remove it, because otherwise they'll just move it and it'll be gone from the first team, just hold down shift and it'll move a copy of that pet so it stays on both teams. Now obviously you can't duplicate pets in a single team, so holding down shift while you're trying to rearrange pets inside of a single team won't work. But what you can do is just single click, just no modifiers, just left click and rearrange pets within a single team. And you can also hold down shift and move teams inside of the panel. On top of that, you can right-click teams to lock them, which basically means that you can't change their roster at all. And that's good if you're a clumsy guy like me and kind of dragging around, or every now and then, like, I'll start with a team, think I created a new team and start moving pets around, and then realize that, oh, I didn't create a new team, I just erased my old team. So that's another good trick. Two console commands that you'll want to use. You can type in /PBT, that's the acronym for this add-on, then space detach, and the team panel detaches from the pet journal, and it will stay on top of your window. So you can close the pet journal and kind of put it down in the corner of your window if you want it up all the time. I can't really see why you would, unless you're just like so intense that you're constantly changing pet teams without ever looking at your journal, but hey, it's good to know that the feature's there in case you want it. And /PBT attach will reattach it. And hey, if something goes horribly wrong, you can always reset the whole caboodle with /PBT /reset UI. So you don't have to worry if you're messing around and you just destroy everything somehow, reset it, you're good. So this is the part of the show where I'd normally discuss concerns I have with the add-on or its ability to play nice with other add-ons you might have installed. But as far as I can tell, Pet Battle Teams is so concise and well-focused, there's really no downside. There's nothing holding you back from installing this add-on. I just have to say, get it right now. That's about it. And when you do get it, here's a few starter steps. When you create your first team, do it twice. It's kind of intuitive, but this leaves one of your teams completely untouched as you start to swap out pets for your second team. I cannot tell you the number of times I've accidentally saved over one of my teams because I thought I'd created a new team, hadn't. So just create it twice. So the first one remains untouched, and the second time, when you start moving pets around, it won't wipe out your first team. You can also create a separate team for each of the daily pet masters you fight. I think this is the biggest use of the add-on, especially for people that aren't as into PvP. This is super useful for PvE as well, like the Dark Moon Fair guide that you need to beat every week, the Pandaria Elementals. Whatever level you're fighting, there's going to be masters that you're probably beating on a daily basis to try and get those bags, to get the stones, to upgrade your pets. So whoever it is you're fighting, save a team that's perfectly balanced to beat that opponent. And then you can name it, hey, this is the Dark Moon Fair team. And so that'll save you a ton of time in the future because you won't have to look up what pets each tamer has and what the best counters to them that you actually have and are the right level are. So that's the Pet Battle Teams add-on. I hope you find this quick guide helpful. If not, I'd love to hear what you think could improve it and also what add-ons you'd like to hear me discuss in the future. As always, you can find the full guide for this add-on and leave comments on GameDiplomat.com. You can also email me your thoughts at wowpetbattle@outlook.com and share your thoughts with other Pet Battle fiends in our Google Plus community. Just go to Google Plus and search for WoW Pet Battles. Thanks for tuning in for another episode of WoW Pet Battle Crew. Here's the audio clip for this week's mystery pet. Your hint for this week is, it has the power to move you.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
If you know what pet made all of those sounds, submit your guess by writing a comment on the blog, sending an email, or posting in the Google Plus community. There will be a special thread there dedicated to people making their guess at what the pet is. Happy hunting, tamers.